This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Israel has retaliated now against Iran in what we understand is a limited retaliatory strike against Iran this morning. Presumably using drones. We're waiting for more specific information on that. The retaliation went into the Isfahan region, which is near Natanz, and that's the site of one of Iran's nuclear facilities. Although we understand, at least as of now, that was not necessarily the actual target. Iran says they shot down suspicious objects out of the sky and say that there was no damage. And that's it from Iran, basically. But folks, of course, we may get more information as we go through this hour and through the morning here on this Friday morning edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. Here we are, folks. We made it to Friday. We've made it to the weekend. That is a feat in and of itself. And we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. I really do. It's not lost on me. It's much appreciated. And, again, we're just glad that you're there. Also, we've got the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And if first-time callers, 949-822-7959. Again, see what I did there? And we do want to hear from you if you'd like to opine this morning about these events in Israel. As I said, we'll continue to monitor them as we go through the morning if there are any other major developments in it. But again, as we've been recapping this morning, the central question is this the bulk of, or is this it for Israel in terms of what it wanted to do in terms of this retaliatory strike? Or could there be more coming? Iran, is it going to simply now say, okay, we attacked you with drones, you attacked us with drones, we're going to leave it at that right now, we're not going to get more fully involved here? That does remain to be seen. The Iranian mullahs, the ruling leadership there, they will have to try to make this as good as possible or present this as well as possible to the people of Iran. They've got two different propaganda wars that they have to fight, one globally and one domestically. And so we will see if they want to get any further involved in all this. I would think they wouldn't. At this point, although I think that they have put out another statement, I believe I saw something during the break there, with a lot of bluster and so forth. But honestly, they have shown that they can fire these drones at Iran, let's say, pardon me, at Israel. Iran can fire at Israel, but Israel can also strike back. And Israel is much more formidable, perhaps, than the Iranian mullahs would give them credit for. But hopefully, again, cooler heads are going to prevail in this, and we're not going to see something continue to spiral out of control. This comes on the heels, of course, of the United States putting more sanctions onto Iran. I don't think they really touched the oil situation, and that might be one of the things that they might want to do, only in the sense of trying to get the kind of teeth that you need to get in order to really tell Iran a lesson. This from the BBC, though. Global oil and gold prices have jumped while shares have slumped after U.S. officials said an Israeli missile had struck Iran. In Asia trade on Friday morning, Brent crude rose by more than 3% to around $90 a barrel, while gold was trading close to a new record high above $2,400 an ounce. So the markets are going to react to this. No doubt about it. But they're also going to react in a way, I think, that they're going to adopt that wait-and-see attitude to see if this continues on and goes any further. But nevertheless, Israel is, I think they're always going to do what they feel is necessary. I don't think that they could sit back and say, we absorbed this attack from Iran, we're not going to do anything, because I believe that they would think that this would transmit weakness to Tehran, no matter what. No matter the problems that that Tehran has with its own people, no matter the problems it may have logistically with other parts of its military and so forth, this is something that they would interpret, again, as a major weakness. So Israel, I think, was in the position where they had to do something. They could have done a heck of a lot more. I know that. And almost in a similar way, just to try to analyze this from the 10,000-foot level, and that is Iran could have also launched a lot more things more close by to Israel and tried to overwhelm the systems, tried to create a lot more chaos than they did. So, again, it begs the question, are they trying to do things like this so that they can say, okay, look, we did it from the Iranian side, and then hopefully it all kind of tamps down. Israel might make some kind of retaliation, but then it'll all be over. You know, so I think those are good questions, because nobody wants to see a larger regional conflict. Nobody wants to see everything spiral out of control. I think what we need to see, and what I want to see, is I want to see once again quality leadership in dealing with the Iran problem. Now, also, we live in a kind of a state of affairs now where I think you have a lot of Middle Eastern countries, including Saudi Arabia, that do not want Iran to go further. They don't want Iran to be able to intimidate and continue to create this chaos. But they really can't publicly do a lot for obvious reasons. So in many ways, they are hoping that Israel is able to take care of business for them, basically. And that's just, a nutshell way of putting it. But we shall see. We shall see. And folks, we're going to head out to the first break here of hour number two. Once again, welcome to the program. We're glad that you're there. We do have a caller holding on here. And when we come back from the break, we'll go right to our caller. And we hope that you can stick around, everybody, because, again, this Friday morning edition is truly going to be chock full. It is wall to wall. But we also have a lot of other news to tell you about. We'll talk a little bit about the Trump trial. We'll talk a little bit about some of the other things that are happening out there right now, including any developments that we find out about this breaking story of Israel attacking back at Iran. Stay right there. I'll warn with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, the answer to that is, of course, no. And we just have to keep, you know, getting this out there, folks, as a public service to our listeners. The moon is not made of gases. It is, in fact, solid, and it is terrestrial in that regard, but you'd have to have a habitat to live on the moon. No doubt about that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. I just can't get over that quote. But Kyle Warren with you, and we're glad to be with you this morning. You can head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Check out the podcast and check out the live streams for the show. If you ever want to hear the show and you're not hearing it, you want to hit to kylewarrenshow.com and check out the live streams. All right, we're going to check out the phone lines right now. We've got John in Sarasota giving us a call very patiently, waiting through that last break. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Excuse me. You know, I saw a very interesting interview with John Bolton earlier today, and he was speaking about how if Israel does attack Iran, that there's a good possibility that they would go after their capabilities of, you know, making nuclear weapons. But he said that the other side of that coin would be that North Korea would be very willing to sell them weapons, and it wouldn't take but maybe 3 to 5 days to deliver warheads to them if they decided to pay for it.
Wow.
Them. So I thought that was pretty interesting in the sense that most of their, you know, everything's hearsay, but most of the capabilities that Israel would have to go after to take out their ability to make nukes is all buried underground. But if they could slow the installations down from delivering that, he said that there's a good chance that North Korea would be happy to sell them weapons. And it would, like, again, he said, if you were to reiterate, he said it would only take 3 to 5 days to get them over there. And, you know, that could be a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Iran has already said, you know, if you go after our nuclear facilities, we can go after your nuclear facilities. And this whole specter is there, and that's what really kind of worries me a lot of times, John, is that they, you know, here we're actually discussing these kinds of things. I mean, this is all on the table, I think, at least from the Iranian perspective. If they feel that, they, you know, this is it, here's the time, you know, it's very scary.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I do believe that, you know, I said this back in October, and, you know, again, I reiterate like you, you know, there's no such thing as being a warmonger here, but Israel has a right to defend itself. And I think there are a few, other areas of the region that would be happy for them to do the dirty work, so to speak, and take them out once and for all. You know.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
What Bolton said was very interesting. How he said that North Korea would be happy to deliver them weapons if they're willing to pay. So.
Well, you've also you're getting into axis of evil territory. You know, with North Korea, Iran, they've always worked closely together with their missile systems and rockets and things. And then you've also got Russia, which may want to take up some kind of defense with Iran or give them help and basically have that kind of relationship, which I think they've already done to a great degree. But that's the scary part, again, because then you start getting these sides and starts looking like the Allies versus the Axis again.
You have the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, this is pretty scary stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's really, and of course, North Korea, you know, Kim Jong-un wants to be relevant, wants to be seen as powerful, and but of course, China would have to sign off on all that stuff, too. So if they were to do that, you know, I think we've got major catastrophes on our hands.
Absolutely. Oh, we have major catastrophes, no doubt. Yeah. I'm not laughing. I mean, no doubt. I mean, and then the Columbia University, you know, freedom of speech is not terroristic threats in the United States. Yeah, Kyle, we can go on forever. November is very important. I don't know. I don't know. You know, you have this Charles Schumer, you have these people that are embedded in here for 30 years, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
Yeah, and they have a political agenda, and it's like the common sense of what they're doing and how they're, you know, destroying, you know, the order of things. And by that I mean the peace. You know, it means nothing to them because they're trying to get reelected or they're trying to maintain power or expand their power.
What will there be? If they are reelected, what will be left for them to govern?
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's almost like, you know, I see these protesters and they protest and they say, you know, death to America, stuff like that. Or sometimes they're saying it in a different language and it has to be translated, you know. And it's sometimes I wonder, it's like they're jumping up and down and trying to get on this bandwagon, and it's almost like they're saying, you know, we want to live in squalor. We want somebody to rule over us. You know, they're not they're not looking for what you and I might be looking for, or, you know, the traditional American freedom that so many people enjoy and try to come to this country they even have, and yet they'd be willing to tear it down in a heartbeat. That's scary stuff.
The ideology that we've allowed in here to voice those situations is almost beyond belief for what we have fought for going back to leaving England. It's amazing. I don't know. I have no, you know, there are answers, but again, the answers are, you know, sometimes force is the answer. I don't really know. Talk is, I don't know, Kyle.
Yeah.
But
I hear you.
It's like, thank you for playing. You've been a great contestant. We have a parting gift, rice or Rome. I mean, what's the answer?
Well, they try to bring it to a head, you know, I think. But just while you're saying that, it kind of reminds me, you know, they always play in our good nature. This is what Hamas is doing. This is what Iran is doing. This is what the terrorist ilk does. And the liberal far left, they play on the good nature of people, and even in this case of Israel, but even for America, you know, they play on the good nature of the American people to say, oh, it can't go that far. You know, we're not really going to get that angry, but they push and they push, you know, and it's just because they're the ones who are trying to bring it to some bad ending. I mean, that's really sad.
Yeah. One last thing. I know you have other people here.
Sure.
You know, it is a joke for these folks that are watching our country, and we can't even impeach Mayorkas. We can't even impeach this man in our own governmental system, who's let our borders wide open with the president. So these people watching that, they have absolutely no fear of us whatsoever, military-wise or consequentially-wise. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. And time was, that was a whole different story. It was the absolute reverse of what you're describing. And they would say, we never want to cross the United States. They may fight amongst themselves, but that's family talk. But at the shoreline, it all stops. And, you know, at least to a great degree, that's, I think, how it was perceived. Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, when you see our army with pink hair and rainbow hair and more metal in their faces than we have in the tanks, I don't think they have much to fear. But I might be wrong. Kyle, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. And, you know, again, I always like to say it's not your callers that we try to persuade.
Mm-hmm.
It's the unpersuasive that we try to persuade, I think.
I think you're right about that. Very, very cool. Well, John in Sarasota, thank you so much. It's really a pleasure talking with you this morning, and you have yourself
you too,
a great weekend,
friend.
Too. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. And always great to talk with him. And, folks, we're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break. And this segment has literally flown by. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about. Taking your calls as well, 949-822-7959. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. So head over there, send us a direct message if you like. But by all means, stay right there because we are coming right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. Two of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Trump continues to appear in the New York court rather than on the campaign trail. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asked the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's requests to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the state attorney general, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting that initial fire on that August day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Pittsburgh, because of, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we're making our way through the Friday morning edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're glad to be with you. Now, I got a question for you. It's a TV trivia question for you, and that is, you remember what the problem was of why Gilligan, the skipper, the professor, and Marianne, Mr. and Mrs. Howell, and, of course, Ginger, the movie star, never wanted to go over to the other side of the island? What was on the other side of the island? I can hear you now. Believe me, through the magic of radio, I do hear you. And the thing was, they didn't want to go over to the other side of the island because there were headhunters on the other side of the island, if I recall correctly, from Gilligan's Island. And by the way, if you've ever been to Los Angeles or if you've ever visited, if you've ever gone to Universal Studios, on the Universal Studios tour, they will show you pretty much where the lagoon was and where they filmed Gilligan's Island. And I remember even a lot of people may not have seen this or known this from way back, but even in the mid to late 1970s, there was a Universal Studios tour you could go on. And I remember going on that with my dad, as a matter of fact, way back in the mid-70s. And we went up there one day, and it's all very, very different now. Every time I've been to Universal, it's completely changed. But back in those days, they didn't have a whole lot of stuff to show you except the back lot, things like that. And they showed you this is the lagoon, you know, where they would film Gilligan's Island. And they always had, and I understand they had to worry about noise coming in from the road, you know. So they'd have to stop and wait until the noise died down and then do their takes. But the reason I bring this up and I'll bring this up here real quick. We are going to go to a caller, and then I'll continue with this. But Joe Biden evidently was talking about the one of his relatives, I guess, Ambrose Finnegan. We called him Uncle Boise. He says he was shot down when he was in the Air Corps before there was an Air Force. I think we got the audio clip. Let's listen in here real quick. This is Joe Biden talking about Ambrose Finnegan. Here we go.
Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Boise. He was shot down. He was in the Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like.
All right, so Biden's saying that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, called him Uncle Boise, he was shot down and probably eaten by cannibals. I kid you not. But it's an unfortunate thing. This happened back in World War II. Evidently, his plane was shot down. This from The Independent, I believe. his evidently was shot down. But unfortunately, according to the reports of the crash, he and two other members of the crew disappeared beneath the waves, crashed into the Pacific Ocean off the northern coast of New Guinea. So I don't know how they found parts of the plane or how Joe Biden has it in his mind that this person was crash-landed and then was eaten by cannibals. I think that's very strange. Kind of a thing. We're going to head over to the telephone lines. We've got Eric in Tennessee. And Eric, I don't know, what do you think the probability of Ambrose Finnegan being eaten by cannibals might have been?
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was going to say I'll take what is soda bread for 100. I mean, this is, you know, come on, man. This guy, I mean, respectfully. You know, I don't mean any this is the office of the President of the United States.
Yeah.
It's time to go, Joe. It's time for the family to get involved. This is embarrassing on multiple levels, not to mention just I'm at a loss for words right now. It's time for him to retire, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But you're talking about Freeform Friday, first off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freedom Friday. You got to pull some old Dr. Demento playlists from either, was he on K-Rock or KLOS out there back in the day?
Yeah, KLOS. KLOS.
Yeah, yes. You come up with some killer. Yeah. You can come up with some killer, what the heck song is that type stuff. Hey, real quick, your last caller, John, prompted me to call and regarding this John Bolton stuff. Back in the day, I was all in on this go get 'em mentality. The bombing starts in 5 minutes, Mr. Gorbachev type stuff. You know, I was all in on that. But if you look at Bolton's history, he's been pro get into Iran for at least 2 decades. I'm not saying there is any sort of tacit justification for any of this, but he's been all about just getting into Iran, all their nuclear program, all their nukes. You can listen to all the establishment right, if you will. Oh, we got to get in on their nukes. They've been so close to these nukes for over 15 years. Okay, I'm just like, you're calling wolf, crying wolf, but when it does come, people, we're numb to it. Does that make sense? And number two, you got Israel hitting Iran, reports coming out that Israel's hitting Iran. Here's my sentiment on that. What happens tomorrow? What is the Congress voting on tomorrow evening? They're voting on the $100 billion foreign aid package that includes Ukraine and Israel combined. These aren't separate bills. Okay, so what's going to happen? We need to keep supporting Israel. This is justification for this. I'm not saying Israel doesn't need support, whether it's a spiritual or, I'm not going to say any sort of financial support. But as I say this, they hit this. When did they hit them? They hit them on a Friday. They hit them during the day on a Friday. Well, what's Friday for the Islamic world? That's their holy day. You want to talk about kicking over fire ant piles? just let this happen. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. We shouldn't care. You know, mm-hmm. We shouldn't prosecute a mission with extreme prejudice, so to speak. But this is a little too coincidental. Just all this stuff happening, and from all accounts, it's just on these outside of Tehran on these suspected nuke sites. Suspected nuclear sites. And how are they going to hit those? Even Denise Simon talked about there's no penetrators deep that are going to penetrate deep enough to take those emplacements out. So then you bring in the back to the Bolton angle with North Korea. North Korea is going to do, in my opinion, you kind of alluded to it, whatever China says is mm-hmm. safe to do. Because
yeah.
if anything starts happening with North Korea from the West, they're just going to start pinging and dinging South Korea. Oh, well, we're going to do this. Well, they're also the South China Sea. We also have the situation with Taiwan. So China's got that area locked up in New Zealand right now, or has been, fearful of the Chinese influence. So that brings Australia into it. What happens if Australia gets brought into it? Well, that's where the Indians come in. Did you see how this is working out? This is starting to circumnavigate the globe here.
Yeah.
So then if you have India being brought into the situation, you know, and they've been laying low. People, in my opinion, should watch India because they're also exporting, according to what I've read, exporting material to compound fentanyl, because there was a crackdown on what's coming out of China as far as chemical compounds used to fabricate fentanyl. People can look this up. It's out there. It's not making the mainstream. And in my opinion, mm-hmm. yeah, thanks for the time to let me vent here.
Sure.
I feel the way it's going on right now, there's things going on that are just too coincidental right now. And no one's listening to, you know, President Biden. Who's going to listen to President Biden when you got, I don't think he knows what day it is. But you still got the State Department mucking everything up that's on the public face, what you see on the news. The State Department's in the background mucking everything up.
Yeah.
Well, who are they supporting? They're supporting Hamas.
No kidding.
They're supporting Iran. You just follow the news cycle and ask yourself, who benefits from this? So now you also, I'll close with this. You guys are talking about, you kind of briefly hit on the protesters, you know, the pro Hamas, this, that, and the other protesters, and people are saying,
yeah,
well, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Why, you know, what gives them the kuyans, if you will, to do this? City pools always get shut down in the summertime because somebody provides fecal matter into the pool. And people want to know, why would somebody do this? Because they can.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. They feel empowered to do this, and it is anti-pluralistic universal freedom, and that's what they detest.
Yeah.
Because even the new director of the NPR,
mm-hmm.
she talks about the European language. Well, what's European language?
Good.
You and me.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for letting me vent.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks for the call. Yeah, so does Joe Biden know what day it is? Well, maybe not, but he does know that his uncle was eaten by cannibals, evidently. Stay right there, everybody.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to do on this Friday morning. That is for sure. A lot happening. We're continuing to monitor this Israeli strike against Iran. Again, it's being described as limited. We understand Iran, at least at this time, we don't know of any indications of any other kind of retaliation that might come back from Iran. But nevertheless, folks, this continues to unfold, no doubt about it. All right. Well, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're going to take another quick look here at our national weather. This is from the National Weather Service. Severe weather and isolated flash flooding most likely over the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley in early Friday, with thunderstorms extending southwest into Texas. Wet snow and wintry mix over the central high plains on Saturday as heavy rain threat develops on and expands over Texas. And unseasonably warm across much of the south and southwest as cold air from Canada pours south into the Great Plains. So wherever you are, we hope that things are going to be well for you. Again, pay a close attention to your local weather, especially if you start developing severe weather issues. But once again, folks, it's time for our next song here for the morning, hour number one, hour number two in this segment. And I think we got a good one this morning. It is Freedom Friday, so that means we can play whatever we want, any genre, any artist, anything. And I think we got a good one because last few messages we've gotten, they've always mentioned something about music, and certainly Tom Petty always kind of comes to the surface as well. So I think we got a pretty cool Tom Petty song this morning. It's actually one of my favorites as well. The late, great Tom Petty, everybody, with Change of Heart. Friday morning, gateway to the weekend, as it were, and I kind of like this one as well. This one always had a kind of a really cool sound. I like the guitars, and I definitely like the attitude. I think that's kind of cool too. Stood in your gallery, seeing what's hanging from the walls. I mean, that is really, really cool. So I don't know what state of mind he might have been in when he wrote that song, but was probably mad at somebody, I'm pretty sure. But then again, that's the late, great Tom Petty. And Tom Petty, I have a lot of respect for his music, his work, and I think that obviously we lost him way, way, way too young. You know, I know that I think it was an overdose or drug-related, and very, very sad development, no doubt about that. But especially his work with George Harrison, the Traveling Wilburys, and some of the other things that Tom Petty did, I think it was interesting to me because as he worked with Jeff Lynne and George Harrison and Roy Orbison, you know, he was of that caliber. He really was. And I think that especially as a songwriter, being able to cut through a lot of the noise and get to what made the song great. And what made the emotion great and what made the message great. I think that was Tom Petty, you know. And I never got to see him play live, unfortunately. But he's definitely in that pantheon, I think. All right, folks, it is time now to talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, because especially on a morning like today, this morning, when we've got this breaking news story about Israel retaliating against Iran, you don't want anybody else but Denise Simon to come in and tell us about it. So good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, and I mean it. I absolutely mean it, because I know we've all been patiently waiting here to hear your take on what, at least what we know at this hour about what's happening.
Well, it was a head fake for me, because I didn't think that Israel would do anything before the end of Passover. However, this really appears to me to be a gesture by Israel to deal with what happened this past Saturday. And Israel has yet, and they will, respond to Iran for October the 7th. So
That's very interesting. So, because what we're looking at this morning, the central question is this going to be Iran does this or Israel does that? It's over. But what you're talking about is a lot more ominous, and that is, this is just the appetizer, basically.
It's almost like a tit for tat, and I don't mean it to be trite.
Yeah.
Israel doesn't have a choice but to respond. Because if they don't, then, you know, there'll be another October the 7th. So, now, what is particularly interesting is this target package included Syria and Iraq, and we're putting a lot of attention on Iran. But this also sends this was also kind of an exploratory situation here, because Israel used a long-range missile.
Mm-hmm.
It did not use fighter jets. And the air defense system in Iran obviously failed.
Very interesting, because they're saying they shot everything down. I mean, that's all propaganda. I know that,
yeah,
but
of course.
But that's what they're saying. They shot suspicious objects out of the sky.
Yeah, blah blah blah.
I know, and we don't have people embedded in Iran that are gonna, you know, like reporters, you know, who are going to, you know, show us the footage or something like that. So, yeah, but so we don't know what the extent is of all this is.
There really wasn't. Now, what they hit, I don't know how many targets they necessarily hit in Isfahan, but not only is it a nuclear site, but it is also one of their main air base fields. So we don't know specifically any kind of damage reports. Even if we get a damage report, we have to see who the source is.
Indeed.
See how accurate it is.
Indeed. Well, Denise, stay right there, because we're going to climb up now, folks, to the top of the hour. We're going to hear the top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. We'll come back and we'll talk about everything more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And me too. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.